The KGEZ 2020 News Midday Summary continues with Logan Health's To Your Health. Your Health. Here to introduce this week's guest medical professional, John Hendricks.
And today from Logan Health, we welcome medical librarian Heidi Sue Adams.
Hi. Hello.
Good to have you with us today. That begs the question. I didn't know we had a library at Logan Health.
We do.
All right.
I had never heard of a medical library until I was in library school.
You went to library school?
We did.
Yeah? Well, tell me about that.
Okay. So librarianship is actually a service industry. And so we provide services relating to the information field. And in library school, as I call it colloquially, we learn about how to organize the literature, how to search for it, and how to create it, and then also how to synthesize it and provide it for people who need to use it in that moment.
So is that sort of like library science, that sort of thing?
It is. It's a master's of library and information science, and it overlapped a lot with your information technology fields as well.
So I mean, you've got a master's?
I do.
Whoa, you could have run the Imaginif Library.
I could.
Yeah, but you'd rather be where you are.
You know, I really like being a medical librarian. It's a very specialized niche of service. And what I do at Logan Health is I support the patient care and the research and the education. But every hospital library has its own personality based on the skill set of the medical librarian in place and the service priorities of the organization they're located in.
You know, I always wondered what, you know, I mean, you can't, these doctors can't keep all these procedures in their head. They got to get it from somewhere.
Exactly.
They get it from books like we do.
Books, whatever format it looked like, whether it's online, in print, or, you know, through their mobile device.
So, oh my God, that's right. Now, one of the things that I've noticed is they use a lot more tablets and things like that in hospitals now.
They do.
And you get involved in that part of it?
I am involved in the part where I provide the information so they can access it on their tablet or whatever method they prefer to receive their information.
So where is the library at Logan Health?
So the library right now is on the first floor in the hospital, but it is not open to the public. It's actually a service for the hospital.
And it's for the doctors and the nurses and everybody.
The doctors, the nurses, the pharmacists, the therapists, everybody. We're all healthcare professionals, mm-hmm. and we're all educated, and we want to see our patients receive the best possible care. And that's what we do. Information helps with that.
Now, you're a librarian.
I am.
Now, what about all these medical terms and all these things that most of us can't even pronounce?
Exactly. It's a medical terminology is its own language. I mean, for example, we have the terminology we understand as nosebleed, but in the medical terminology, it's epistaxis. And most people are like, what? What did you just say?
Oh, my gosh. And you have to know all that stuff.
I learn where to look it up. Mm-hmm. And then we also research what resources are available and make it available for the professionals. For example, we have drug databases. And so there are drug databases that are used for the pharmacists and the healthcare professionals to help figure out the best drug for the certain condition. Mm-hmm. And not all drug databases are the same. For example, there's a drug database called NeoFact, and that's actually for the little baby, the patient. And so you can calculate the dosing by weight. And it's a very fascinating field.
Wow. And all of that is in that that room that you have there on the first floor of the hospital.
Well, we put it on the computer, on the internet. So it looked like it's freely available on the internet. It's not. Someone mm-hmm. did the work behind the scenes to make it available online.
So it's available online. So if somebody over at Children's, for example, needs some immediate information, they can go right to the library?
They can go right online to the resource, yes. Mm.
So you don't even have a card catalog, huh?
I have the actual furniture just because I'm a little bit of a traditionalist. But I keep my sticky notes in there, but most everything is online.
Boy, it must be a lot easier to go to college these days.
It is definitely a very unique experience for someone who had not been an online education, online schooling.
Oh, boy. This is really fascinating. So let's talk a bit about the kind of work you do, who you work with, and all that. We'll do that with Heidi Sue Adams right after this.
Montana has one of the highest suicide rates in the country.
Our best chance at stopping suicide is to stop the stigma. Together, we can create a supportive environment that encourages those who suffer in silence to speak up and seek help. If you or someone you know is struggling, call the Suicide and Crisis Hotline, 988. That's 988. This message brought to you by Logan Health. For more information, visit logan.org/letstalk.
Logan Health to your health continues. Here again is John Hendricks.
This is really fascinating. I don't know why I didn't know there was a medical library right there on the first floor of Logan Health Medical Center, but sure enough there is, and we're talking to the librarian this morning, Heidi Sue Adams. Talk with us a little bit about how you came to this position.
Oh, that is a funny story. I had never planned to be a librarian. I was one of these people that thought to myself, no way, you'll never see my hair in a bun. You know, I'm not going to be a librarian. Absolutely not.
And I'm not going to say, shh.
Thank you for that. In fact, I'm usually the noisiest one in the library. So it's interesting because I was going to school for information systems, that computer technology. I love how computers work. And I love bridging the connection between information and the people. And while I was in that particular school, they insisted I take this course, Info 500, which was introductory to library science. No way, you'll never see my hair. So I couldn't get out of the prerequisite. I had to take that course in order to get my degree. And while I was taking the course, I was doing the homework assignment, and I thought to myself, really? People get paid to do this? This is fascinating. So I have a very inquisitive mind. So anybody who has a very thirsty appetite for knowledge, this is a great profession because you are always learning something new every day. And with a librarian degree, librarianship, you can be any type of librarian. You could be strictly in a hospital setting or in other locations as well.
Well, that's fantastic. So you chose medical because, well, you just wanted that information.
I did. It turns out that while I was in that class, I was actually, before I started the school, I was in a law firm and working in their file room, organizing paperwork, you know, depositions and pleading. And then when I decided to go back to school to get a job for their computer room, which I didn't get that computer room position. And while I was in library school, I sat next to somebody who said, oh yeah, my hospital library is hiring. And I turned and said, what? What is that? I've never heard of that. And that's how I discovered it. Now it makes perfect sense because physicians and medical professionals go through school. They have a specialized education. And so the librarians help support that educational process.
Well, I would imagine that if a doctor or any medical professional needed information, they need it in a hurry.
They do. That was a very fascinating experience I had years ago before everything was completely online. I had to explain the difference between a medical library and a college university setting. We had a situation where we don't always know what we're going to see until the patient comes in the door or arrives in the moment. Years ago, I had a situation where a baby was born, and it was unexpected, and the physician taking care of the mom and the patient needed information from an obscure journal that we didn't have, but this university did. And so I requested that article as a rush request, a clinical request, and I had to have the conversation with that particular librarian because a lot of times they were exposed to people needing articles at the last minute because they didn't plan that their assignment would due at the next morning kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I said, I had to explain, you know, we don't always know what kind of a patient we're gonna see and what kind of information we're gonna need in that moment. So part of my work is also trying to anticipate what types of articles we're gonna need in that moment and which ones we can wait and get within 24 hours.
I was at the Alert Banquet the other night and thrilled that they raised like $635,000 in that one setting for that night. It was just really fantastic. But it became really obvious to me in talking with the folks there that they don't know, when they take off, they don't know what they're going to run into. They don't know what, the pilot doesn't exactly know where he's going to land. The nurses and the professionals on board have no idea what they're going to find. Do they have access to you if they need you?
They do. They do. In fact, that is a great group of people. I always appreciate all the work they do. And it's really fascinating because one of the resources I had talked about earlier, they have it available on their phone, on their mobile device while they're flying in the air. So the library isn't just a space, a physical space. It's the resources available to you in that moment.
So what kind of a staff do you supervise there at the library?
So I do a lot of work with the doctors, the pharmacists, a lot of your therapists, the attorneys, the nurses, and the hospital administrators, too.
So just virtually everybody is calling you at some point or another, right?
At some point or another, or helping themselves to the information available online.
Okay. We're going to find out more about the medical library at Logan Health Medical Center and how it all goes together with Heidi Sue Adams after this.
When you need primary care, Logan Health has you covered. With multiple clinics in and around the Flathead Valley, each family can enjoy a lifetime of care from their dedicated providers and expert teams. Whether you need walk-in care, an annual wellness visit, or help through their virtual health services, you can rest assured that the care you need is always within reach. Visit Logan.org to learn more.
Logan Health to Your Health continues. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
You know, this has really been a fascinating conversation this morning with the medical librarian Heidi Sue Adams at Logan Health. I don't know why I didn't realize you had a library there. I mean, for crying out loud, medical professionals need information. They need it quickly, and you're there to make sure they have it.
I am, and it's an honor to be working with Logan Health in that capacity.
Where did you go to school to learn all this stuff?
So my library degree came from Drexel University.
And Drexel is in?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And how did you get to Montana?
So I applied for the job. There was an opening back in 1998. And I love the history of the hospital library here in the Flathead Valley because years ago, there was a librarian that came from Missoula to do an outreach talk with the physicians here at that time, and they decided, we need our own hospital library. We need our own medical librarian. So in the history of Kalispell and Logan Health, I'm the second full-time librarian hired by the hospital.
So you've been here a while, huh?
Seen a lot of growth and changes and delightful things, yes.
So now, actually, Logan Health, now with the merger with Billings Clinic, makes you the largest in the state by far.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So how does that all work?
You know, there's a lot of moving parts in the background, but what's fascinating is what's available for the patient, what's available for the community members and their families and their loved one, the ability to come and get the good health care.
And again, I guess I just figured doctors had all that stuff crammed in their heads, but I guess they don't.
A lot of them are very smart. Yes, they do have a lot of things in their head.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, a brain can only handle so much. I guess the brain can handle it, but recalling it, that's a different deal.
That is a different deal. And then also on top of that, excuse me, the medical field is constantly changing, evolving with new and improved ways of treating patients. For example, oncology or cancer patients, they're always coming up with new protocols that are very effective. You know, they keep evolving. And for that reason, in the medical library, you will not find a print textbook on oncology or cancer treatment because of the time process it takes for that information to be written and published. By that time, the cancer treatment is evolving in that respect.
My goodness. Well, what about, I guess that's the next question, is where does all this information come from to get to you?
So that is, you know, I'm so appreciative of all of those healthcare professionals who take the time to write and research and publish, because a lot of this information is coming from other providers or physicians, mm-hmm. who have had case reports and studies and they take the time to publish it. So I do work with the publishing industry.
I would think that would be a large part of your job, just trying to keep up with all that.
It is. It is. It keeps me on my toes, to keep me actively engaged.
Yeah. I get the impression you love your work.
I do. I really do like my work. I love learning new things every day. I love building the relationship with people I support. A librarian, for me, I'm not a teacher. I'm someone who is part of the healthcare team, supporting, helping leverage their time to get the information they need in that moment for that patient best care.
What a fascinating conversation this morning. Heidi Sue Adams, the medical librarian for Logan Health. We sure appreciate it. Thanks.
Please plan to join us again next Tuesday at 12:45 for Logan Health's To Your Health, part of the KGEZ 2020 News Midday Summary.